Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
The spiritual life is about a relationship with God. In today's first reading, the first of the apostles encountered Jesus, an encounter that forever changed their lives. We come to know who is important to us in our own lives in the same way. When we know that our lives, if we hadn't encountered this particular person, would never be the same. Jesus does not want to be just someone else in our lives. He comes to us so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He offers us his friendship at the cost of leaving everything behind. We have to get to know him by spending time in prayer and engaging him in a conversation. I love one of the verses of today's gospel. They stayed that day with Jesus. He wants to change us, but we must give Jesus time. How can he transform our lives if we are rushing through our prayers every day? It's about remaining in him. In today's gospel, Jesus poses a question to his first disciples. What are you looking for? I believe Jesus is asking us this question today. He turns, gazing at you, as he asks, what are you looking for? What is your heart seeking in life? What are you living for? Truth be told, we are not what we say we are. We are what we commit ourselves to. Being Catholic is following Christ. It's pleasing him. It's looking for him in everything we are. When we were planning for our pilgrimage on the Way of St. James last summer, we recommended to our pilgrims that they should not bring a heavy backpack. No one can walk 500 miles in 30 days with 40 pounds on his shoulders. At some point, some of them had to stop and drop part of their gear. It was too much to carry. I also left my tent at home, which meant 3 pounds less at every step of my way, but also one night soaking wet, trying to sleep in the open with the rain pouring. We all have set out on this journey with Christ and his church. And maybe we have forgotten why we are here, why we are walking, and whom we are called to please. Many of us might not seeking Christ. In our backpacks, there is too much comfort, pleasure, the need for recognition, greed, money take priority in our lives. And today Jesus invites us to stop, slow down, and refocus on Him. We too must leave things by the way if we want to walk lighter and faster towards Jesus and Jesus alone. And in today's gospel, it is not only Jesus who asks a question to his disciples. His disciples also ask Jesus a question. They ask him, "Where are you staying?" It's a beautiful question, worthy of meditation. Where is Christ in my life? Do I feel as if he is absent? If he is absent, where might I find him? Is it he who is absent or me? Where must I go to find him? Or rather, where must I go so that he can find me? If we are following Jesus, where is he leading us? How does that make me feel? What is keeping me from following him to that destination? Again, these are beautiful questions worthy of meditation today. Let's come to Jesus where he can be found, in conversion of life, in the sacraments, in silent prayer, in patience for others. Let's listen to the voice of God as Samuel did in today's first reading. Let's glorify God in our bodies, avoiding immorality, as St. Paul told us in today's second reading. In doing so, Jesus will stay with us. We will be his friends, and in this friendship, he will transform our lives and our souls forever. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.